This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Oh, my goodness. That white man ain't got no, he got no problems with me, right? I don't think they're going to worry about a copyright, you know, or me stealing their, who is it, Andy Williams? Yeah, that's who it is, Andy Williams. It's always good to have white people on staff because they know who these other white people are. Andy Williams, I couldn't think of it. You know the thing. Hey, glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Glad to have a mixed audience, a representative audience of America. By the way, do we have the statistics on our audience? Because I think we may need to add a few Latinos and Asians in order not to get kicked off the radio because leftists keep count. They like that little checkbox. Hey, how many, Kevin, how many women, how many LGBT are listening to your radio show? I don't know. All of them? All of them? Wow. Anyway, lots to talk about today. Oh, my goodness. Thanksgiving. The holiday season is among us. And I'm going to tell you, there's some things that have people, you know, blowing up my messaging things going, Kev, what about this? What about that? How you feel about Trump? I feel the same way I did when I said Trump would win this election, and he did. And now the Democrats are trying to steal it. The New World Order, because they have to. They're going to pretend, no matter what. And Trump's got to play along. That is until he finally wins. And the Democrats are going to discredit him. He's not our president. He stole it or whatever. But you know what? As long as the good guys win, do you care? Kevin, there'll be turmoil in the street. There's a graphic floating around that says, if Trump wins, you know, we're going to disrupt conservatives from going to work. How long is that going to last? You think look, you can get away with that crap in Portland and Seattle, but if you think you're going to get away with it worldwide or America-wide, forget about it, little lefties. We outnumber you. We know this. We got the election results. Donald Trump, plus 20 million. Democrats, minus 10 million. That's how it went. The KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. And by the way, so grateful that, you know, every now and then you put a shout out on the radio. You say, hey, guys, we need your help. I'm not too proud. I used to be that way. Oh, man, no, it's all good. It's all good. Yeah, man, things going great. No. Things are not going great. We're doing okay. We need people that know what they're doing and want to kick in. We need you to take the Kev Talks that are on YouTube, and I know they're tough to find, but if you Google Kevin Jackson, the Black Sphere, and not Google it, but search for it on YouTube, or the Kevin Jackson Show, or Kev Talks, or whatever, yeah, there's another black dude, he's got a Kev Talk, but you can tell the difference. I'm the good-looking one, and he's not. Actually, he's a pretty good-looking dude, but so you can find me. And then, subscribe, or you can submit, we're okay with that, but subscribe and tell other people. Look, folks, it's pretty simple. This is a simple thing to do. If you're listening to me, you obviously think I know something, or you like what I do, then share it. And you get enough people to share it, and it catches fire. I don't know how, I'm not going to tell you how it happens, but it's all God's plan. But the thing is, if we do the basics, it'll happen. And it helps me to fund my team. That's what we're trying to do here. So help us out. Help a brother out. And do the same with the radio show. Go to thekevinjacksonshow.com and do this. Now, let me tell you what's happening. Because we got more websites than, you know, a dude got excuses going to prison. But we bought the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and we're going to put everything under that. That website's being built. You're going to start seeing a lot of consistency, thanks to Angie, our marketing person, and we're going to make this into something that you're proud of. And I'm telling you, we got a lot of stuff going on. Oh, my goodness, we got some cool things happening. I can't wait to share this stuff with you. So anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. How many of your neighbors, and think about this. Don't just blurt out an answer. Don't think you know you can outthink me and you can be ahead of me, okay? Because you're not. Just stop right there. I'm just kidding. But here's the question. How many of the people that you live by, your neighbors, will narc on you for breaking the rules, having, what, more than 10 people? How many? I'm just curious. Because we live in a time where we don't really always get to know our neighbors. Our neighbors are just kind of like, hey, how you doing? You know, you're getting out of, taking groceries out of the car, and you see each other, and you have to, you're forced to do something. It used to be you knew every neighbor. When I was growing up, Alfred lived across the street. There was an old couple that lived directly across the street from us. To our left was a former black military guy, and he was a postal worker. One of the most squared away dudes I ever met. His lawn was immaculate. One house over was an old lady, lived by herself. Her nephews would come to visit. The house after that was the Conways. It was Bobby, Donnie, and two girls, Caroline, and I forget the older one. The older sister ended up renting one of my grandparents' rent houses. Three houses up on the corner was a family that had four daughters and two sons. One of their sons was an albino. Randy, who wanted to kill me, he lived two houses on left of Alfred lived on the left side of the woman across the street. And then Randy, you get my point? We knew people. My grandparents knew, we knew people by name. It wasn't like it was, you know, hey, how you doing? It was, hey, Ms. Johnson. When I lived in St. Louis, it was Verdell. We called her Miss Verdell out of respect. Shaka, that wasn't his real name, but he took a African name, Shaka. And we had the boys across the street. They were gay. We had a girl that moved directly across the street who was LeBron James's mistress. And I could go on. I met her one time. That was it. She was a newscaster in St. Louis. But the point is, we get to know our neighbors. How many of them are going to narc on you? If you see something, say something. Thanksgiving. Because that's the society we live in. What a difference a year makes, huh, America? In 2019, would you imagine this crap? Do you think this wasn't orchestrated? Do you believe that where we are right now just happened? Yeah, organically. Lockdowns and masks, etc.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
The trick in runoff elections, or any election for that matter, is to get the right message to the right person. Think of it as a smart bomb. This isn't an ad that everyone sees on the nightly news. This is a video delivered to a persuadable voter right after they request their mail-in ballot. The Republican National Committee knows how to talk to Trump voters to make sure that they show up. But as we can see from the results of the presidential election, it won't be enough to win these two critical Senate races. I partnered with Protect American Values PAC to help them go after the people the RNC won't be talking to. We reach these new voters with targeted videos and social advertising, and we tell them why. Even if they didn't vote for President Trump, they need to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Here's something you might not know. Ralph Warnock, one of the Democratic candidates for Senate, once compared Israel to the apartheid South Africa. I bet Jewish voters in Atlanta don't know it either. And we can find them and we can make sure that they know the truth. This is how we advance the conservative cause and put a check on Joe Biden's ability to turn our nation into a socialist nightmare. To donate, go to protectingamericanvalues.com. /Kevin Jackson.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I know we got a lot to talk about. Producers are just a pain in the butt.
Hey, Kev, we got to talk about this.
I know we got a lot to talk about. I talk about what I want to talk about. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I tell the audience all the time. I'm going to tell y'all again. I love you. But I'm going to tell you this. I talk about what interests me. Life is a complicated thing. And, do we want to get all involved? Oh, Donald Trump, he lost Michigan and he did this. Donald Trump ain't lost anything. Donald Trump has so many ways to win this. It's pathetic. And he will. And I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to worry about it either way, because the world as we know it, I'm going to be done with it pretty soon. I don't know how long I got. None of us do. But I'll be gone. Whatever little bit of time I have left, I will enjoy in this stupid world. And I don't care what happens. I care about it for my progeny, for my kiddos and all that. And that's why I fight. Because if it weren't for them, in the care of this audience, why bother? That's why 38 to 40% of the people don't even, they like, whatever, wear a mask, it's okay. Thanksgiving, clamp down. First Thanksgiving, where you're told, oh, you better not see your family. Yeah, or as I asked earlier, the earlier question, do you know, have you tested your neighbors? Do you know who will narc on you and who won't? See, I live in a very pro-Republican, pro-Trump, is probably a better way to put it, neighborhood. Nobody will narc on us. We could have a block party, fill it up, there will be no mask wear. I'm just saying, nobody would narc. I could have 50 people at my house. Nobody would say a word. So, I'm not worried about it. But boy, there's a whole mentality. If you see something, say something out there. There's an article I read that said parents don't want their kids to come home for Thanksgiving. I'm not kidding. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, folks, is where you can find out more about us. I hope you tell people about the show if you like it. Yeah, let them know. And go get signed up for Kev Talks. I'm going to keep talking about the same stuff. I don't do a whole lot of proselytizing about my stuff. I don't talk about my book, Race Pimping, even though it certainly fits today. Democrats have figured out, though, they don't have to use black people anymore. Black people, black Democrats, you're done. I'm telling you right now. If Biden, by some chance, gets into this office and we don't break this cabal that just happened, this thing that just happened, you're done. You can forget it. Democrats will tell you, screw you to your face, and they will walk away from you. They will never be in your black churches. They ain't going to listen to your nonsense. Oh, yeah, the Black Lives Matter has Kamala Harris's ear. Whatever. Kamala Harris is a puppet. Yeah, some people would call her a sex puppet, but, you know, that ain't me. But Kamala Harris is a puppet. If you think she's going to, the black people are going to drive the agenda, whatever. Yeah, the elitist on the left, they will make black leftists think they're driving the agenda. Yeah, and the congressional black circus clowns will get theirs. But if you think black people are going to benefit from a Biden-Harris presidency, you must be out of your freaking mind, man. If you see something, say something. That's what I'm doing here, okay? Everybody pay attention. Anyway, this article, Democrats are effectively destroying the family unit. They're telling us, oh, people don't want their kids to come home for Christmas. I mean, for whatever. So here's what they said. Here's how it reads. When it came to deciding whether his two college-age kids would come home for Christmas, Robert Lawton assessed the risk with military precision. He assessed the risk of seeing his children. Let me tell you what happens if my kids go, hey, we're going to be swinging through, can't wait to see you. You know, oh, it's the time of COVID, Kevin. Are you not scared? No, sorry. No, I'm not. We've been talking about Thanksgiving since April. Lawton, 56, an Army veteran who lives in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, told the Post. We've tracked RO values, transmission rates, fatality rates, and vaccine news. RO is an indicator of how contagious a disease is. Lawton's daughter, Molly, is in a school 3 hours away, while son Gary, 18, is just a 15-minute drive. Ultimately, the stay-at-home dad decided not to let them come home at all. We tried to explore every option, the kids quarantining themselves for 2 weeks, getting a rapid test, coming home and getting another test, he said. The tests aren't reliable enough. Why take the unnecessary risk? There's an article about this, folks, promoting the idea that a disease that kills so few people that it's ridiculous if they were to tell you the truth about it, and we have restructured our economy and our lives over it to the point where people don't want to see their family. Stay away, kids. You could be contagious. A disease that you could not know you have and be a carrier. And by the way, if Army veteran Lawton looked at the RO rates, which is the contagion rate of this disease, it's laughable. But we're getting told people, parents are saying they don't want their kids to come home from college. I mean, yeah, this is really dangerous. You got to be careful at Thanksgiving. Don't have more than 10 people. And meanwhile, you know what the elites are doing? They're laughing in your faces. They're maskless. They have as many people at their homes as they want. They don't live by the rules set for you. You want to know why? Because they know that the rules don't matter. Your mask isn't going to help you. You should be out there like you've been doing your entire life, exposing yourself to all the elements. You remember this movie years ago? I think John Travolta played this kid. It was called The Boy in the Bubble. We're the nation in the bubble. I got friends, close friends, people that I really dote on. I mean, I love them to death. Kev, I'm staying home. I haven't even gone into my office. I'm not going. I'm not doing this. Oh, I can't. I'm not visiting any of my family. One of my best friends, he lives in Dallas. I go to Dallas. I hang out with him for a day or two. He's like, man, you come to town. You can't stay, man. You can't stay here. I'm like, why? Oh, dude, you know, woofle. I said, I already had it. He's now a virologist and an epidemiologist. It's morphing. You don't know. You might have another strain. A dude I've known for decades, one of my best martial arts buddies, we have traveled together all over the world fighting. He knows me we're like brothers. And he's like, no, you can't stay here, bro. Now, vice versa, he could stay with me. He wouldn't, because he's living in a total paranoia. Why take the unnecessary risk, a father says, of his kids coming home to see him? And look, if you think all the stuff that we talked about were conspiracy theories, you're in it in 2020. And as I said, you're going to look back at this year and you're going to kick your own butt, because you're going to say, how in the heck did I allow this to happen? It's insane.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Labor Department reporting jobless claims rising for the second straight week to 778,000 as a nationwide surge in coronavirus cases is weighing on the labor market recovery. As President-elect Joe Biden continues to announce cabinet picks this week, incoming Secretary of Homeland Security Alexandra Mayorkas is receiving special attention from some Republicans.
He was found by Barack Obama's Inspector General to be guilty of selling green cards to Chinese nationals on behalf of rich Democratic donors. Think about that. Selling citizenship to well-connected Chinese nationals on behalf of Democratic Party donors. That is disqualifying to lead the Department of Homeland Security.
Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, speaking there on Fox and Friends. And you're listening to USA Radio News. As Thanksgiving approaches, Pennsylvania announced they will have a one-day ban on alcohol sales and bars starting Wednesday. The ban will be in effect from 5 p.m. today through 8 a.m. Thanksgiving morning. That's according to Tom Wolf, the Democratic governor of Pennsylvania. People can still purchase beer, wine, and spirits at stores. As far as these bans and if lockdowns even work, Dan Crenshaw says,
what's the benefit of these lockdowns that they want so badly? There is no benefit. I mean, scientifically speaking, the data is out at this point, and the benefits are basically nil, at best unproven, but the costs are enormous, the hurting people. This is what they're advocating for. It's radicalism to the extreme.
A new Harvard Caps Harris poll found that 56% of voters want Republicans to maintain control of the Senate next year after the Georgia runoffs, with 44% wanting Democrats to take control of the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You guys watching football? You? Who are you? Not me either. I haven't watched football, I don't even know how long. It's been years. I take that back. When my aunt, who's a quadriplegic, lived with us for a little bit, I watched the Super Bowl because my Uncle Larry, who had passed away, was a huge San Francisco fan, which I couldn't stand him because of Kaepernick. And also, I'm a Cowboys fan, and so me and one of my best friends used to bet always whenever Dallas and San Francisco played, we had a standing bet on who had to buy the other person a jacket, but you had to come get it. And that was just a way for us to make sure we saw each other periodically. So anyway, the last time I watched football was the Super Bowl a year ago. And it was because it was out of an homage to my uncle who had passed away. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. So I don't know what's going on there I just don't keep up. And I don't care. I see anything with sports. I speed right past ESPN, all the different clever names they have for it. I just go right past it. I'm not going to support the social justice movement in any way, shape, or form. The racist social justice movement that, quite frankly, is so anti-white, it's disgusting. I did a Kev talk the other day, and I told people what I would say if I was a white man, so I hope you go hear it. Some of you know a little bit about it because you listen to the radio program here. But, oh my goodness. All this to ask you this question. Did you get the news that racism is finally over in America? Did you get the news? I am so glad racism ended. You want to know how? It's an NFL story. If you're not watching the NFL, don't feel bad that you didn't get the memo that racism ended, but it has. Well, kinda. The NFL fielded an all-black officiating crew. I know. I'm going to step back from the microphone just a minute to let that sink in. An all-black officiating crew for the NFL. And here's how it read through AP. An all-black officiating crew. Oh, let me read it differently. An all-black officiating crew worked in an NFL game for the first time in league history when the Los Angeles Rams faced off with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Monday night. I just need like one of those, bass line, something funky. Like Shaft, when I read this, referee Jerome Boger led the crew which also included umpire Barry Anderson and down judge Julian Knapp, line judge Carl Johnson, side judge Dale Shaw, field judge Anthony Jeffries, and back judge Greg Steed. I thought, none of them Negroes are named after black people. Ain't no Jamals, Laquans, and Deshaun's. What? Who we got? We got Jerome. Well, that's kind of black. You got the Kyle. No, it's Tyrone. And Jerome's kind of black, though. Barry. Barry White. I'm never going to give you up. I'm never, never going to stop. Okay, enough. Julian. It used to be Julian back in the day was black. Carl could be white. Side judge, Dale Shaw, come on. Is he really? I want some DNA. I want to see his DNA. I want to see his ancestry report. Anthony Jeffries, Greg Steed, sounds rather British if you ask me. Yeah. Anyway, a big deal is being made about this. I'm not kidding you. This is a news story, and they had a preamble to the story when it was announced that they were going to have this. I found the video. I'm not going to play the clip, but I found the video of them touting this like, oh, it's a big deal. So they said, when the NFL announced the crew, I'm sorry, wait, hang on. When the NFL announced the crew was being assembled last week, league executive vice president of football operations, Troy Vincent, hailed the move as a testament to the countless and immeasurable contributions of black officials to the game, their exemplary performance, and the power of inclusion that is the hallmark of this great game. That is the funniest bunch of drivel I've ever. Okay, so it is a testament to black officials. Really? So what were white officials not? I don't care. Look, I'll be honest. I don't care what color the officials are. You're an official. You're supposed to be invisible. That's like me asking who held the tape at the, you know, at a race at the 2019 New York City Marathon. Really? Or who was the starter in the race in the 1984, you know, 100-meter dash in the Olympics? Who shot the gun? Don't know, don't care. We're reduced in America to making a big deal about the NFL having an all-black officiating crew. I'm just saying, it's going to go down in history as one of the most significant moments ever, akin to Jack Johnson, the first black man becoming heavyweight champion in boxing. I mean, you want to talk about a story. Jack Johnson in the turn of the 20th century, in the 1900s, was beating up white guys while they were lynching black people all over this country. He was like, I'll just beat y'all up. But no, this is significant. The first black heavyweight champion and the first all-black officiating crew. Jesse Owens has got, yeah, he and Thurgood Marshall have got to be cheering from their graves. Oh, my God, I never thought this was going to happen. Now somebody's going to pay all my bills. Yeah. Unbelievable. Five members of the crew work together regularly. So we've only had, let's see, there's Roger, there's Barry, there's Julian, there's Carl, there's Dale, and there's Anthony, and there's Greg. So five of the seven work together all the time. So what they did to make history was they threw off two white boys, put two other black dudes on, and went, oh, look at this crowning achievement of the NFL. We have another sterling moment, Jackie Robinson moment. Oh, my God. God, this is insane. The NFL officials have broken the color barrier. They kicked all the white guys off the field, kind of like the players. This is a WTF for me. Except I like the sarcasm, because who would think that in America, you know, a country built on slavery, like the 1619 people say, and it continues its institutional racism as demonstrated in the NFL, which has 68% of the black players of their players are black, I should say. 68% of the league, all multimillionaires, and they have to be so woke. I want you to imagine for a second. You're in an industry where 13% is what you're shooting for to hire for blacks. Let's say Google. Google probably doesn't have 3% black people, 4% max in their company. The NFL is 68% black. And they still got to get woke. We have to prove ourselves that we really care about black people. Holy cow. What else do you want to do? This institutional racism, folks, that put a black man in the White House in 2008. Who would dare believe that we would finally in America get an all-black officiating crew? I'm just telling you, of all the one giant step for man, one giant leap for mankind. I'm sorry, Neil Armstrong. This is bigger than stepping foot on the moon, bro. What next? What else can we colorize? I'm thinking of all the sports. I did a Kev talk about it, and I was like, curling? Could we make curling all black? What about ping pong? Ping pong. Asians, I'm sorry. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. No, you know what? Make all the officials in tennis black. How about that? Maybe Serena Williams will then win every match. As I was contemplating this, I did think about the NFL. They got work to do. Yeah, I was thinking, okay, we got black quarterbacks. Remember, and that was the big controversy. Black man can't lead the team. Black man has to be doing all the blocking for the white man. You know, that was a big deal back in the 60s and 70s and maybe 80s. Now we got black quarterbacks, no big deal. Well, what about coaches? Oh, how many black coaches we got? We got to keep the count up, right? Got to have that, Well, NFL, how many black owners we got? If we're going to go racial, when all the black owners of the NFL or all the owners of the NFL are black, maybe we can start to talk. But I believe when that moment happens, that NFL will be exactly what Jerry Glanville, the famous coach, said, which is not for long. That's what the initials will stand for. But I was asking this question, who else needs to be black? Does the Miss Universe pageant, should all the women from all over the world be black now? Hey, I get it. I have the next NASCAR. Let's make every driver in NASCAR black. And oh, the audience too. Let's make them black. See how that works.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assisted programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So we were talking during the break and just kind of recapping some of the things that are happening here that are in your face. And I don't know how you feel about it, but the fight is happening. I mean, whether you want to be in it or not, the fight is there. And you're likely frustrated. Was watching a video of Glenn Beck that somebody sent me. I watched a few pieces of it. And essentially, Beck was saying that the frustration comes from watching a bunch of people commit crimes and nothing happens. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Hillary Clinton should be in prison. Comey should be in prison. Loretta Lynch should be in prison. Probably Barack Obama. Hunter Biden should be in prison. Joe Biden should be in prison. I could go on. These are people that have committed open crimes. And it's worse than that because you have Black Lives Matter who openly says we want to kill cops. When I was growing up, if you killed a cop, it was a capital offense and you were going to be executed. Now, it's practically a badge of honor. You get an Emmy for it and maybe a Nobel Peace Prize. You blame everything on everything around you. Black folks blame white folks when white folks have nothing, so little to do with black people's lives, it's ridiculous. It's institutional, though, Kev. I was listening to a white dude, learned man, and he gives all these excuses about, well, he talks about America being a land of opportunity, but he says, but you can't ignore the wealth gap. You can't ignore the wealth gap of blacks. Blacks just, they just don't have as much as other people. And I'm going, you can't ignore the wealth gap, but you also can't ignore the individual responsibility gap where other kids are raised. And I'm not going to say this is a universal because it isn't white versus black. But as a rule, white folks stay together. And even if they do divorce, they still take care of their kids. They're still involved in their children's lives. We talking wealth gap. We're talking about a wealth gap. There's a lot of black people that are making a ton of money. And if those blacks wanted to get together and do stuff, Tyler Perry, Oprah Winfrey, LeBron James, and Stephen Curry, and all of them want to get together and do something, there's plenty to do. Make microloans to blacks. There's plenty to do. Go revamp black neighborhoods. Put in education systems that work, that don't demoralize these kids. There's a lot they could do. They could inspire people to be married, to you know, raise their families together, things like this. Put programs together that encourage this, that make it part of black culture. Do you see any of this? You know what they do? They build a recreation center. Or they build something and stick their name on it, and that's the end of it. You know, blatant racism. Blatant. Black lives matter, but you can't say all lives matter. Blatant racism. We're going to implement something that says you're going to learn something about black people in history and in every class. Why? Is it not enough that you learn it in history class? I talked about this the other day. I can name a lot. So can you. So can you white folks. If I said name me some black people in history, you'll give me Sojourner Truth. You'll give me Harriet Tubman. You'll give me Frederick Douglass. You'll give me enough black folks where I go, you were paying attention in history class. Because if other than presidents, if I say name me white people that are significant in history, you aren't going to name that many. It isn't like you've got some, you know, savant mind that goes, I remember all about white history and white people are amazing. You remember as much about, quote, white history as you do black history. And oh, for those of you who are really keeping score, it's all just American history. Whether we're talking about Frederick Douglass escaping slavery and going and becoming a freedman up north and doing great things with his life, or Booker T. Washington or whomever, it's just American history. Some of it's not so good that you're like, ooh, this is so cool. Some of it's got warts on it. But it's okay. Anyway, the reason why I wanted to bring up, I was talking about this subject that I had, the story that I saw, and it just reminded me of leftists, and it has to do with what I was talking about with what Beck said. But it was I saw this story, and it was a terminally ill man confessed to a cold case murder, and I immediately thought of the Democrats. So let me read you the story, then we'll go into it. A 53-year-old Alabama man diagnosed with a terminal illness recently came forward to help authorities clear a 25-year-old murder case, allegedly telling a detective over the phone that he was the one who pulled the trigger. According to his arrest report, Johnny Dwight Whitett, called the Decatur Police Department to get something off his chest. He allegedly said that he shot Christopher Alvin Daly back in 1995 and it was time to come clean. And I thought to myself, by the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. But I thought to myself, when are the Democrats going to come clean? When are they going to be on their deathbed? What would Obama say on his deathbed to this country? Would he admit that he might not be ineligible, that he might be ineligible to run, that he indeed was a foreign citizen and unconstitutionally qualified? I'm not trying to rehash it. I'm just saying, would he finally go, you know, ha ha ha, the joke was on you guys? Would he admit his hatred of white people? Would he admit his love of all things Islam? Would he admit to all of the scandals that happened during his administration and all the things that they did to cheat? Would he admit to this? What would Pelosi say on her deathbed? Do you think Pelosi and Schumer and these people that are perpetrating an attempt at the biggest election fraud in your face in history would admit on their deathbeds that they did something? This guy, Johnny Dwight Whited, he's 1,000 times better than any of the people I just said. Do you think Joe Biden would admit that Hunter and he were trying to take advantage of his relationships in other countries and using the American citizens to do that so they could enrich themselves? Do you think these people will have any type of a come to Jesus moment? I don't think so. I think this guy, Johnny Dwight Whited, is a much better individual, a much better person as a killer. Because you know what he's doing? He's at least confessing that he did it. None of these people are going to do this. If you're waiting on a confession from the Democrats, you can forget it. And I understand Glenn Beck's frustration. We know, using this as an example, that Johnny Dwight Whited, had killed out Christopher Alvin Daly. We knew it. It was just overlooked. Because this is the situation we're in right now. We know these clowns have done it. We know they cheated. And we might even have the proof. We know that they made up everything about Ukraine in order to try to impeach Trump. We know it was a ruse. We know that the entirety of the Russia investigation was a complete ruse. We know that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama lied about Benghazi. We know that they lied about running guns in the Mexico cult that they call Fast and Furious. Excuse me. We know that they didn't give a crap about veterans dying on waiting lists. We know this. We know that the general public knows that Barack Obama was likely the worst president in history. We know that most of the people in this country believe that Trump is the best president in history. We know that the Clinton Foundation was a crooked racketeering organization that should have landed everybody associated with it in prison. We know these things. We know Bill Clinton had a meeting on the tarmac with Loretta Lynch in order to keep Hillary Clinton out of trouble. What else do we know? I can't even touch the surface. I could go on another 20 minutes of what we know. And the frustration is, we're the taxpayers, we're the bosses, and we're getting treated like tricks. We're prostitutes working for the people that represent us. We're handing our checks to them. We're handing our sovereignty to them. It's pretty frustrating. Anyway, I don't know that they'll ever admit to their crimes. You just have to catch them point blank. And I think that that's why Trump has a responsibility to see this thing through to the bitter, dirty end. It's a fight to the death. Let's not forget that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.